Okay, this coming Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and the privilege of getting ready to read Parshas Vayeshev, which of course carries us further into the development of Am Yisrael, first beginning with the famous Pasuk Vayeshev Yaakov Beretz Megurei Aviv, that Yaakov settles into the land of Canaan, and Rashi famously notes that Yaakov wanted to settle in serenity. Bikesh Yaakov Leishe Beshalva, and of course Hakafatzalav Rogue Zoshal Yosef. Yaakov instead, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not happy with that request, HaKadosh Baruch Hu beset Yaakov with the Yosef experience. Now the question has to be raised, what's so wrong with Yaakov Avinu's request? Don't we all just want a break every now and then? And why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish him with such a serious consequence? So the late great Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Hatzal explains that challenges in life are the fertile ground for growth. Asking not to have them is akin to asking to stop growing spiritually. The fact of the matter is, we find a similar concept, that after Avram Avinu comes back from Hara Moriah, Beshuvo Mehara Moriah, Haya Avram Avinu Mehara V'Omer, he finds out that at the same point in time that he is dealing with what he's dealing with, Nachor has children just haphazardly, Utz and Butz and all the other pieces together at the same time. And Rav Soloveitchik also had noted, similar to Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that no, when a person goes through challenges in life, then he can be something very great. And his totsa'os, his children and future generations can also be great. But when a person becomes an Utz or a Butz, they leave the stage of history. And so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not allow Yaakov to stop life just to be able to get off because he was tired. And so, Lefichach Kafatz Alav Rogzo, the Rogez of Yosef, was there to get Yaakov back on the wagon. Sometimes in life we get so tired from the grind, and we have a responsibility to rise to the occasion. So, of course, Yaakov Avinu has a 17-year-old Yosef, and Yosef starts to have dreams. Vayachalom Yosef chalom, vayaged le'echav. Yosef dreamed a dream, and he shared it with his brothers. Now, Yosef, come on, boy, you're already in trouble, you're already turning around, and you're already getting into difficulties because you're telling on the B'nai Leah about how they treat the B'nai Ashvachos. So did Yosef actually think that his dreams were going to bring him closer to the brothers? Why share them if you realize that they're just going to be jealous of you? So the late great tells the Rosh Hashiva of Yosef Bloch Zatzal, cites a medrash that utilizes this story of the dreams to teach us that we should never scorn a Navi in the future who carries a different type of message that is not deemed pleasant by those who the Navi is speaking to. Reb Bloch adds that Yosef's intent was to say that if he, the youngest of the brothers, is being set up to be the leader, then something must be wrong with all the older brothers. And Shapru Maseichem, improve yourselves, because there's room to become all Malachim. We are B'nai Yisrael, we are all B'nai Malachim, so we can all become children of kings. And Yaakov, Vaigarbo, Aviv, Yaakov scorned him because he felt that the others couldn't hear the words. But the words themselves, V'aviv shamaras hadavar, Yaakov Avinu saved them because he knew that the words that Yosef was offering were going to be true. Later we come into the situation where the brothers actually meet up. The brothers meet up with Yosef and they start planning to kill him. And Yehuda interrupts the proceedings. Mabetza kinaroges achinu b'chisinu esdamo. What's the purpose in killing our brother? And he saves Yosef's life at that moment in time. But he does sell him. Rashi, Masechta Sota, and Dafi Gimel Amid Beis notes that although Yehuda began the process of the Hatzalah by saving Yosef's life, he didn't finish it. And so Hashem punished him, and he lost both his wife and two of his sons. Now, why was the punishment and his tragic loss of wife and children? Why is that supposed to make sense? So the late great Mashgiach of Yeshivas Kol Torah in Yerushalayim, Rav Gedalia Eisman, explains that Shlemus, a sense of wholesomeness in a person, exists when he's married with children. And since, in a certain sense, Yehuda did not do a complete Atzalah, his Atzalah wasn't Shlema, so it appeared that he didn't see completing a task as being crucial. And so Hashem, Kaviyachol, responded in kind by not finding his life's completeness as crucial as well. And so therefore Yehuda lost that sense of completeness until he woke up to the situation. And so thereafter, the selling of Yosef, Yehuda does lose his status as well. Vayarsham Yehuda bas ish kenani ushmo shua. He goes down to hang out with his buddy the Adulami, And Yehuda then meets the daughter of Shua. And why does the pasuk add Vayar Sham? Why doesn't it just say Vayar Bas Ishkenani? What's the stress of Sham? Of course he saw her there. Where else was he supposed to find her? So Rab Neben Sal Shalita explains that the Torah wants us to know that even when Yehuda is down on his luck, having lost the esteem of his brothers and moving out of the way from away from them, Hashem was already planning for his future and the future for the Davidic line. In other words, Hashem twists this entire story into the timeline that he did in order to create the future line of Mashiach with the life experience that he wanted that line to have the experience and to have the story of Tamar and to have all the pieces that would come together. It's like the Rashivas at Sar Rav Govach used to tell us that in the name of the Medrash, Matzasi David Avdi, Echa Mitzasev Mitzasiyeh Ubistom. There are certain times that Hashem wants you to have a certain yichus in order for you to be able to have a certain understanding in terms of leadership. Rav Neben Sal adds that this is why making Shidduchim occupies so much of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's time, that since creation HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev U'Mezavik Zivugim, that he spends all this time making Shidduchim. Says Rav Neben Sal, Hashem needs to create the experience not only where in the people meet of the Shidduch, but also under what circumstances their meeting brings out a marriage. And that's Hashem's goal within the process. After we read about Yehuda and Tamar and the whole episode and the children, we go back to Yosef and we see that Potiphar sees ki Hashem ito, that Hashem is with Yosef. Now, how does he know that Hashem is with Yosef in everything that he did? So Rashi explains that Shem Shamayim Shogar B'Fiv, every time Yosef did something, he utilizes Hashem's name, Baruch Hashem, Bezras Hashem, Emirtz Hashem. It's all part of the process of what Yosef used to do. And Rav Meir Twersky Shlita added that the awareness that we have of our obligation, Lekadesh Shmo Berabim, to sanctify Hashem's name everywhere we go, can also help us not to succumb to life's challenges in business and other things. One of the things we can do in life is use Yosef as a guide as to how we're supposed to act when we are Bein HaUmos, and taking the time out to realize what the challenges are and how to withstand those challenges by having Shem Shamayim Shagor Befinu, it will certainly assist us with that process. After Yosef winds up in jail, he meets two people. Paro gets angry, Al Sara Mashkim V'Al Sara Ofim. He gets angry at the Sara Mashkim and the Sara Ofim. Now, what was the error of the two men that got them thrown into prison? And this is especially difficult if we assume, like the Mefarshim, who explains that it wasn't they themselves that sinned, but rather it was their staff members who had actually committed the crime. So why punish the head of the office for the sin of the underling? Or even not so, why be so strict over the error that was made with a fly or with a stone? Sir Nissen Albert Zatzal notes that the primary sin was the fact that they assumed an administrative role and they didn't actually do their own jobs. And so their prison sentences came about as a result of that failure to be hands-on when dealing with the king. What a message to us when we deal with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We also need to be hands-on. We also need to do our own mitzvos. And their prison sentences came about as a result of that failure to be hands-on. So what happens? In the Sara Mashkim stream, says Rav Nissen, it became evident that he had become repentant for the transgression. And so therefore, in his entire dream, the Sara Mashkim is the one who prepares the Paro's cup from the beginning till he hands it to Paro. On the other hand, in his dream, the Sara Ofim doesn't get the message, and he remains a bystander in his life's story, and so thus he loses his life. And that's an important message in life. When doing tshuva, you need to go ahead and get all the way back into the beginning of things and take it to its fullest extent and get it as far as possible. Unfortunately, the Sara Mashkim returns to his previous state just as soon as he regains his position, and thus he doesn't remain the Mashke. He becomes the Sara Mashkim, and in the end, Velo Zachar Sara Mashkim es Yosef, Vayishkocheyu, the Sara Mashkim actively forgets Yosef. In fact, Yosef had requested of him, as we see in the parasha, Kim Zachartani Yitcha, that I want you to remember me. And the Medrash comments, Baruch HaGever Sheyivtach BaHashem, V'hoya Hashem Iftacho, that blessed be the person who puts his faith in Hashem. And the Medrash says, Zehu Yosef. And then the Medrash says that Yosef was wrong, because he should have possessed the Midas HaBitachon in Hashem, and not in the Sara Mashkim. So if that's the case, how could the Medrash begin by saying, Baruch HaGever Sheiftach Ba'Hashem, Zeu Yosef? He seems to be castigated in the same Medrash for his lack of Biktachon. So Moreno or Rav Shechter Shlita would often cite the Beis HaLevi, who suggests that for Yosef on his own Madrega, he should not have been as Mishtadal the way that he was. So Rav Shechter added that for somebody else, this would have been a mitzvah. However, you know, for Yosef, that was the mistake. Says Rav Shechter, it's very difficult to figure out when to be Mishtadal and what Madrega you are on. And it's tough for everyone to figure out. But a person needs to try to work hard and realize that at the same time that he's being Mishtadal, that he also is thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the process and realizing that whatever his Mishtadlus is, it's not his hands, it's not Kochi V'Otzem Yadi that makes the difference, but rather it's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing about in the process. Finally, because this is Parshas Vayeshev, we will be leaning the Haftorah from the book of Amos. And the Navi Amos begins by pointing out, Al Shlosha Pishay Yisrael Ve'al Arba Lo Ashivenu. I'll return for three Averos of Yisrael, but for the fourth I shall not forgive. Al Michron Bekesef Tzadik. They sold a Tzadik for money. Of course, the direct Pshat has to do with selling out people unnecessarily. But Rav Pinchas Taitzatzal utilized this pasuk when he was eulogizing Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal. Rav Taitz noted that the Gaon Rav Aaron didn't falter based on the responsibilities that he had of teaching Torah all over the United States, but rather it was the crushing need to take care of the financial needs of his students in the yeshiva and the constant fundraising that it entailed. That's what did Rav Aaron in. That was the part that is the chet for Lo Ashivenu. It was, as Chazal say, Al Mechram Bekesef Tzadik, his tzidkus was taken for money. And so therefore, a person needs to understand and appreciate the ga'onus of Rav Aaron, yes, but his tzidkus as well, in taking care of his own people. We have been zocha in life to meet so many wonderful Torah leaders, and sometimes they spend so much of their lives trying to bring about great, wonderful causes. We need not only think about how much it will cost, because that cheapens our view of those people, but rather we should look at the privilege of being able to go ahead and support Torah, especially as we get to the Chag of Torah, specifically Torah Shabbat Peh. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bench us with that opportunity to do so, and make sure that we get not only to a Shabbat Shalom and a Yom Shekulo Shabbos, but a Chag Urim Sameach, one that will enlighten us not only in the darkness, but bring us to the great new dawn, the dawn of Mashiach B'Meir Yaminu. Have a Shabbat Shalom to all.